All right. Let's see if that goes. 10 minutes. Howdy and welcome. My name is Mike. I am a photographer, and this is the world from my viewpoint. And I can't tell you, as a photographer, if you are a photographer, if you just enjoy the earth in general, I cannot begin to tell you how absolutely gorgeous this sunset in New Mexico really is. The best on the planet. New Mexico has the most gorgeous sunsets, and Arizona has the most spectacular. Absolutely phenomenal. There's no parallel to these two states. I think the New Mexico sunset is more colorful and more ambient and more dramatic and more landscape-ish. And the Phoenix sunsets are borderline violent and just spectacular color and contrast. And oh my God, just absolutely. I can't explain to you well enough what I'm seeing right now. This little ball, this yellow ball, which made a blood moon yesterday, slowly dips behind. Well, not even slowly. It's moving really. If you're a photographer, you know how fast the sun moves and how bad the sun can screw up your day. But just slowly dipping behind these mountains to the west, and just beautiful. And it's going. Now it's touching the horizon, and now it's a little bit under the horizon. Just starting to get under there. You can see the shadow, the silhouette of the mountains in front of it, and there it goes. I guess that's one of the benefits of wearing dark glasses all the time, is I get to see colors that other people don't really get to see, especially at night. I have good color vision in the dark, and I have excellent low light vision as long as I have my glasses on. However, they have to be tinted. It's a problem from when I was a kid. Everything, if you're a photographer, you know what an overexposed picture looks like. When I take my glasses off, the world is about 4 stops overexposed. And it triggers some really good headaches. You got to try it sometime. But like I said, my name is Mike. Welcome aboard. This is the podcast, and I am wrapped up in this sunset, but I still want to say hello to you. Good evening, and I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're listening. Okay, we'll get the photographer stuff out of the way, because this is a podcast of a photographer's viewpoint on the world, and sometimes I bring up some photography stuff. You know, Bill and Joe don't talk about comedy on their podcast very often, so I don't really talk about photography too often on mine. So if you tuned in for photography, today's your day. So I'm actually going to talk about it. I have had a great deal of success with
Read a Book Sunday.
That's my calendar. I have a speaking calendar to remind me what to do. I call it Pocket Wife. I have an enormous amount of success with photographing roadrunners, and I want to share that success. And that success is stew meat. I go buy a thing of stew meat from the Walmart, and that's it. I slice it into smaller, thin slices, and I just put it out on the ground, and they come right up. They literally come right up to me. My roadrunners have been groomed before I got there. Some lady was going out and giving them produce, green peppers, bell peppers, red peppers, stuff like that. And, you know, I did a quick Google search and realized what I already knew, that birds like to eat meat. They're carnivores. Omnivores, but they will eat green, but not very often. Their main diet is lizards and mice and things like that. So I give him this little piece of stew meat, and he slaps it on the ground, tries to kill it, you know, to make sure it's dead. You know, it's his habit. And then three more Roadrunners come out over the year that I was out there. And they're really friendly. They come up and they make this clicking noise. It's weird. See, you can see the dinosaur DNA in there. Because when they walk up behind me, and they never approach me from the front, when they walk up behind me, they make that same exact clicking noise from the Jurassic Park movies that the dinosaurs made. I think the Velociraptors made it. A bunch of other animals in that. Whenever something bad was about to happen, you hear that click, 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 click noise. That is the exact noise that Roadrunners make. And they approach me the exact same way that the dinosaurs in the movie approach people. A little cautious, a little scared, but ready to kill. And that's the vibe you get. That if they had 50 more pounds of weight, they'd be hunting us too. So there's that. You know what I mean? And that is, to me, an enormous success. Because I only have, you know, I do corporate photography, but I only have a 50, a 10, a 105, a 200 millimeter. I don't have any of those real bird animal lenses. You know, that 800 millimeter, 1200 mil, I don't have any of those lenses. So I had to problem solve and bring the problem into me. And they come literally, I lay down on a yoga mat and they come right up to me. They don't get close enough to pet or anything like that. They keep their distance, and I prefer that they did, because I don't want them to get used to people, because people suck little fuzzy cat balls. And that's cool. For cats, I guess. But, oh, this sunset is spectacular. Plane just, there's an airport nearby, and a plane just flew through the sunset. Oh, this is gorgeous. And that's it for photography. That's my secret for that. Oh, no, wait, I got one more thing. If you, and in this America, and this kind of goes out to anybody who's thinking about starting their own business, this is a secret that I stumbled upon that I had no clue, no one mentioned it, and I'm forever happy that I did it. I stumbled upon it. I'm not the only one. But I have a small business, and everybody thinks that social media is going to be the be-all to end-all to success in your business. Let me tell you, I bought this old RV, 88 Ford Bravo. It's in great shape. It's only got 30,000 miles on it, and I pasted my picture on the side of it and my phone number. A world of difference, and hugely popular. Everybody looks at this truck, and I don't want to finish it because I am exactly the opposite of that. I don't like drawing attention to myself. I don't like people, I don't know, noticing me. I've never been that guy. You know, my friend was, but I was always the quiet one. When they went to the strip club, I'd go in the back and I'd play pool. You know, with the strippers that were on break, and, you know, and the cook and all that stuff. You know, I don't like that type of attention. However, it is good for the business. And if you are starting a business, then start a business. Go in whole hog. Take that raggedy ass 2015 Honda Civic that you have and plaster the business on the side of it. Phone number, your face, name of the business, and something nice to say to the community. Do it, and do it today. Do not wait till tomorrow to do this. I took Mod Podge, printed out on regular library paper. I go to the library because they have the expensive printer, and good and decent color. The color's all right, I guess. And printed out on four sheets by two sheets, and then four sheets by four sheets. You can set the printer up to print this giant poster in these small 8x10 segments, regular piece of paper segments. And you win because you take the Mod Podge. Just like when I was a kid, they would do this thing in New York. They'd take this bucket of weird glue, I never knew what it was, but they'd walk up to behind you while you're standing in the corner. They'd go to the nearest building where they're doing construction, where they had that piece of wood in front of the scaffolding, and they just whoosh, a giant paintbrush all over that piece of wood, this glue. They put the, they slap the concert poster on top, and they put another layer on, and then they're gone. They're out of there. They don't even care if it's done right. But that's exactly what I did. I bought the biggest thing in Mod Podge I could do, and I nicely Mod Podged it on the side. It's waterproof. It seems to be pretty permanent. I don't think it's I don't think it's coming off. And I think if I have to change the billboard on the side of the truck, it's going to have to stay there, and I'm just going to have to keep piling posters on top of it until it's over. And that I think is one of the keys to success. It'll get you through one of the doors. It'll get you noticed. There's a couple other businesses here in town, dog grooming place, a dog grooming guy who has a toy hauler RV that he converted into a dog grooming station. And he parks at the dog parks and grooms dogs. It makes perfect sense. Why not two birds at one stone? You take that dog out for a walk and then you get the dog groomed. Bingo, done. He removed the step and, you know, saved himself from the pandemic, the curse of the pandemic, because now all of his overhead is just probably some old toy hauler with that big open door in the back RV. That's his overhead and water. He's got a big, giant 200-gallon, 500-gallon tank of water in the back of his pickup truck, and then he pulls the toy hauler around, and that's his business. It's fucking fantastic. Do not buy a building. Do not buy a building. And people just notice this RV. And weirdly enough, I think I might start charging for this, but since I live in Albuquerque, they do the Breaking Bad tours. I get a ton of people walking up to my RV to take a picture with it. It has my picture on the side of it and my phone number and my business name. So why they can't read enough to know that this is not the Breaking Bad tour RV, because they have an RV that that does tours of Albuquerque and the shooting locations. In an old Winnebago, an old Class A Winnebago. I drive a Class C Ford Bravo RV that's, you know, it has the van body in the front and it has the RV thing in the back. And now it has my giant head on the side with my phone number and business name. So, but they still want to take pictures with it. So honestly, I think I might start charging $5. Don't tell anybody. I might start charging $5 for to take a picture with the RV, you know, a little side gig there, you know, side hustle. God, that's a beautiful sunset. One of those DC, this is the, New Mexico has the most protected airspace in the country. So don't get it twisted. When it happens, they're all coming here. All the billionaires, they're all coming here. Tell me you know where New Mexico is right now. You don't. You don't know where New Mexico is. And you know why? Because it's never advertised. You know why it's not advertised? Because they don't want anybody here. Because when it goes down, when it hits the fan, all the billionaires are coming here. They all own land here already. Steven Tyler, Bill Gates, Dick Cheney, the Bush family. This is all Texas, New Mexico, and part of Arizona are going to be what's left of the American continent, because everything else is getting hit. And that's kind of the sad truth of it. Did I mention that I don't have segues? Yeah, segue is a thing where you kind of smooth the transition from one subject to the next, and I don't even remember what I was talking about before I started talking about New Mexico, so I can't even go back to it. Anyways, I hope you're doing well. I come over here for. I'm not super happy. It's not all good news. I signed up for AARP, which is good. And then I signed up for the senior center here in town, which is good. But then I realized that in the club, I am at least a 3. I'm a good 4 in the club. I'm an older guy, you know, stable, whatever. But in the senior center, I am a 9 or a 10 at best. Which is part of the bad news, because that is good and that is bad. But I am a solid 9 in the senior center. And it's weird being 50. You will get here too one day, and you will realize the things that I am realizing right now. I don't know. I'm happy to be 50. I'm in great shape. I have no complaints. I don't take any medications. I can still walk on my own feet. I don't have any real back problems. My knees are in great shape because I was a computer nerd in school, and I really got no complaints. I got nothing to complain about. But it is a little weird to see these things happen. The little girl at the counter said, "Well, how old are you?" I said, 50. Said, "Oh, because you're 50, we're going to get you over the 50 and the 50 with the 50 and the 50, 50, 50 and the 50. And she just kept saying 50 over and over again. And it was the first time I got hit with so many 50s at once. I don't know. It was kind of cool. I mean, you go to the AARP TikTok channel and they're doing all the stuff that we did. The one guy who the actor from the AARP TikTok channel, he drank Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola, which I really would like some Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola right now. And it was cool. I don't know. I think we have much better music to leave for the next generation. Our generation of music was small because Black people weren't really allowed to make music back when I was a kid. You know, that was in my lifetime. And so the finding our music was very difficult back then. Very, very difficult. The 45s and the 77s and the full LPs and the EPs, you had to find it. There was no way to Google it and, you know, just have your ancestral music, your demographics music. It's not that easy to find. I don't know. 50 years old. I guess that's it. I got 20 years on this rock, and I'm going to make the best of it, doggone it. And the best part of 50 is that I don't really care. I mean, I didn't care before. When I was in my 30s, I didn't care. I just don't care what people think. But now, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You're in a rush to get to the red light? I don't care. You want to make a lot of noise with your car? I don't care. You want to do some stupid shit and blow out your knees on the trail? I don't care. I don't. Like, that's just, it's just a wave of I don't care that washes over you the day you hit 50. And it is the most beautiful lifting of weight off of your shoulders when you don't care. You want to drive fast into a crowd of people and kill yourself? I don't care. Well, yeah, I kind of care about that. But it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And it just washes over you when you hit 50. And you realize it nowhere else better than when you're driving. I'm not in any rush anymore. I drive a giant RV everywhere. I'm not in any rush. I'm not. And if I'm slowing you down, I don't care. I do not care. If you're in a rush, I'm in the right lane, and you have three other lanes to choose from, and you're right behind me, I don't care. Use the other lanes. Just how I feel. I don't know. And like I said, it's not all good news. Something I've been saying for some time is that eventually they will hunt us in the streets. Again, no segues. They will hunt us in the streets. They have, and there's two parts to this. The United States of America will eventually be divided up into two. And mark my words on this, just like Family Guy predicted Bruce Jenner, I'm predicting that You can't spell predicting without... What I'm predicting is America will divide up into two countries. But it won't be two split down the middle, perfect line countries. No, it will be a very messy red state and blue state division, where a red state will be buried in the blue state country, and the blue state, a blue state will be buried in the red state country. New Mexico is a blue state, kind of, but it's right between Arizona and Texas. Denver is a blue state. And mark my words that this country will be divided in two on uneven borders, and you will have to drive through and show a passport to get through each other's states. And that's ugly. That's really ugly. And that's what we're headed for. And I don't think there's anything we can do to avoid it. And the other, the number two, is that they will hunt us in the streets. And I've been saying that for years. And it is coming to fruition. There was a cop on camera stating that he can't wait till he can kill those niggers in the street. It's coming. It is 100% coming. They just killed all those people in that grocery store in New York. And they honestly, the guy went in, he wanted to kill niggers. And that's exactly what he did. They will hunt us in the street. And I got four babies out there in the world. I'm not really worried about myself as much. But them, I'm a little concerned. I don't want them hunting my kids in the street. It's sad, but it is the truth. I don't have an answer for this. I don't have a suggestion. I don't have a moral to the story. It's just what is coming. This country will be two different countries, a Republican and a Democrat country. We have proven time and time again that we cannot live together. We cannot come to a compromise. The two parties will eventually separate and become their own countries. I'm kind of guessing here, but the red states will have giant walls around their borders because they think that works. Geologically, it doesn't work, but they think that works. What are you going to do? Anyways, my name is Mike. That's my ideas for today. I hope you have an awesome day. I hope you have an awesome life. And if you can, enjoy 50. I will talk to you later.